Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. On the other side of the glass, waving furiously, almost to the point of injuring her wrist, is Lynn Hall.
Why is she waving? Are you going to introduce me, or am I just to introduce myself?
I was going to, but as always, you interrupted me.
I didn't interrupt you.
Didn't double did.
You stopped.
Paused so that the audience can take a moment to anticipate the wonderful announcement that's about to happen. Joe McGranahan is here.
Hey, and he's not happy today.
Oh, well.
Not happy at all.
Joe's always irritated about something. I've known you for 30 years. I don't think I've ever really seen you happy.
Yes, you have. Many, many times.
When?
Let's see, the day you left and went somewhere else.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, the day I came to work for you as
and
news director, the day I left.
You know, the two happiest days in a boat owner's life, the day he gets it, the day he gets rid of it. Two happiest days in employing Mark Lawrence's life is the day you hire him and the day you fire him.
Oh.
No, we never fired you.
Well, I have not been fired for 50 years.
He's an incredibly talented man, strikingly handsome, a dear friend, and a valued coworker.
Holy smokes. All right, I'll give you your Dunkin' Donut coupon later.
Hey, the reason I'm upset, I thought you'd ask me why I'm upset.
Well, yeah, why are you upset?
We got the word yesterday that the State House of Representatives, in their infinite courage, is not going to run the radar bill.
What?
No, they're not. You know, Linda Culver has done wonderful work with the State Mayors Association trying to help us get that. And our representatives around here, Kurt Mosser, I know, supports it, and Dave Rowan, I've talked about it, and Dave, you know, has no problem with the bill as it's written.
Okay.
But it's these rural Republicans who don't want it to pass for whatever reason. And so municipal police, you know, I don't hear a Republican legislator other than the three I just mentioned say to me that, oh, we support the police, because they don't.
Right.
If they supported the police, they'd give our municipal police the same tools that the state police have and the police, municipal police in 49 other states have, the right to use radar.
Hmm.
But they just won't pass. They won't even bring it up for a vote. And here's what's crazy. They won't bring a bill out on the floor. And this is not just our radar bill, but I've been told this by a couple of people who know. They won't bring any bill out unless they are confident that the Republicans will vote for it, that they have enough Republican votes
enough
to pass
okay.
it.
Okay, so some
right.
can vote no,
so
but it has
wouldn't
to have
say,
enough.
They won't go over and say, well, gee, we got 25 Republican votes. I wonder how many we have over here on the Democratic side.
It doesn't matter.
And then say, oh, the bill will pass if we have a bipartisan effort, so let's bring it out. No, they want to. The Republicans have to all support it or it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, our state legislature's broken in that regard. You and I have talked about this a little bit, and Senator Yaw was here one time talking about this vexing minority rule there that individuals in committees or individuals like whomever's counting the votes, which who's the House?
The whip. I don't even know who that is.
But
If they even whipped it, I mean, it may just be the thing that gets us is that people are saying to us, well, we support your bill, including Kerry Benninghoff, who is the Speaker of the House. He's told the State Mayors Association, oh, I support the bill.
Right.
Well, if he wanted that bill to move, it would move.
Right. Yeah, you know? Good point. Yeah, so, yeah, we have minority rule in Pennsylvania where committees can bottle things up and keep them. And not only do you not, you can't get anything passed that way if a committee president or chair decides that he doesn't like the bill or she doesn't like the bill, whatever the case may be. But then you also, you never find out where anybody stands on it.
That's the key thing. We've asked, you know, all right, if it fails, it fails. Give us an up or down vote. So we're confident that there's enough Republican and Democratic support to pass it.
Right.
But the Republicans won't bring it out until they are confident all the Republicans necessary to pass it would vote for it.
Then you can lobby and work with the rural legislators that voted against it and make sure they're 100% informed. You know, it may be that they won't change their mind, but at least you can identify them.
We'd like to know who's opposed to it. You know, because no one is saying to us, we have maybe one or two people who
you
said,
want to go in their house on the weekend and bang the drum, right?
Yeah, that's right. We go out in front of their house
in March.
March, right.
Heck, we have a no, we want radar. radar.
Well, let's see. Well, how would we need a chant?
What
for
would
that?
We chant for radar?
Rickety rack row, no radar's got to go.
Oh, jeez. No radar's got to go. Yeah, that's right. That's a double negative. How about?
Oh, that's the best I could come up with in a split second.
But anyway, don't be like Darth Vader. Give us local radar.
Oh, that's even better. I like that.
Does Darth Vader have radar?
I don't
radar?
Know whether Darth Vader has radar. He's got a lot. He's evil.
Losing his voice, but otherwise he's normal.
But it really is a shame, you know, that legislation like this, it's amazing what they do pass. I mean, they have this spate of bills that they're rushing out on the
floor.
Sure,
all the little resolutions and frivolous resolutions.
There have been some bills passed, but, you know, if it involves a hot-button issue that looks like it could generate some support, for the party as a whole, all of a sudden that comes out, even if it's not going to pass, even if they know mm-hmm. the governor's going to veto it. But, you know, they won't give us the courtesy of an up or down vote when 49 other states have it. I mean, really, what they're saying, in effect, what the State House is saying to the municipalities is, you're so crooked, we can't trust you. You know, these are the guys who have an unlimited amount of gift receptions they can get.
Speaking of trustworthy,
but, you know, oh, we can't trust municipal police with radar. They'd abuse it. Gee, what are you doing with all the gifts you're getting?
Well, they have to report them, but nonetheless, that doesn't stop them from getting them.
No.
Quite a few were at the Penn State game recently, enjoying their free tickets from various lobbyists and other folks.
I don't know. It just seems to me it would not be too much to ask to just either give us a yes or a no. You know, mm-hmm. put it out on the floor. Let whoever votes for it vote for it. Those who are opposed to it are opposed to it. But let us see exactly what we have.
Yeah, welcome to Pennsylvania, where minority rules.
All right. Well, so.
Well, that's true. I mean, look at abortion. Look at everything. Look at gay marriage. They wanted to block that. Look at marijuana, legalized recreational marijuana.
Well, I'm not so certain that shouldn't be blocked.
Well, that could. Right. We can have that discussion. No argument there. But most people favor legalized marijuana. Most people favor abortion with some curbs on it.
Sure.
Most people favor. Look at. I think that's what's hurting Doug Mastriano, is that he only represents a few people with his extreme positions. You know, if he had that broad Republican support and his positions were sort of in lockstep with Republicans, that's one form of minority rule that we have in Pennsylvania, is that Republicans are in charge. But hey, that's where legislators put them.
But here's what gets me.
That's their prerogative.
The state Senate, and I'm not including them in this group, the state Senate voted almost unanimously to pass the radar bill,
mm-hmm.
the same bill that's in front of the House. Negative vote. Gene Yaw, and even Gene said when he found out that it's difficult now for municipalities to get replacements for the antiquated speed equipment we have, that he'd have to rethink his vote. But here's what's interesting. 49 other states allow municipal police to use radar for enforcement. Pennsylvania does not, only state in the union that does not. There are two alternatives to radar for municipal police, neither of which is great. One is VASCAR. That involves painting white lines on the street, mm-hmm. and when a cop sees a car start, he presses a button, and when the car hits the other white line, he presses the button again, and assuming his reactions are quick enough, it gives him the speed. Right, it gives him the speed. Not a good way, and it can be challenged, and is challenged often in court.
Regularly.
The other is NRAD, which actually puts a device on the street on each side of the highway, two electronic eyes. You break the first one, you break the second one, it gives you the speed, you know, and it tells you what you're doing. Now, that doesn't involve the officers, you know, actually having to press a button. They just set it, and then they see what's there.
Right, but it's cumbersome.
It's cumbersome. I remember one time our municipal police put it out on 11 and 15, and our officer got somebody breaking the law, and they went after them. When they came back, they found some, like, junk dealer trying to take the equipment off the side of the road.
No, because it looks like a little yellow sawhorse.
No, it's metal. It looks like it looks just like
a metal sawhorse.
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
Something like that. So I mean, you know, so we're going to be back to using stopwatches to enforce speed limits. Really, I think what the state legislature, if they're not going to give the municipal police radar, they ought to pass a law that prohibits municipal police from enforcing speed limits at all. If they can't trust us to do it right with the best equipment available, then they should take it away from us entirely.
Now, what about that stick in the mud in Harrisburg that's always writing letters to everybody.
Oh, that's one guy. His organization is him.
Right, that says the speed laws are too high or too low.
PennDOT sets them. PennDOT sets the speed limits.
Right.
That's a state government, right? Isn't that the state government? Now, in order for us to enforce under the Rothman bill, which is the House bill that's up for consideration for radar, which will never move, according to our sources, you would have to, if you wanted to enforce local speed limits on your municipal roads with radar, you would have to get PennDOT to certify that the speed limit on that road is reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you couldn't just say, hey, we're going to make the speed limit on this road 5 miles an hour for half
a block. We're going to catch everybody.
And we're going to catch everybody. That wouldn't be permitted. You'd have to get PennDOT.
I mean, even Joe goes out of his driveway at 6 miles an hour.
Oh, there you go. Give him a ticket. You know, so it's, I guess as my brother-in-law and so many other people say, it is what it is, I guess.
But, you know, I think that a lot of people are saying
that
these days.
Yeah, well, you know. But I really think that, you know, either the municipal police should just on their own stop enforcing speed limits if we're not going to be able to do it safely and accurately,
mm-hmm.
or the state should just pass a law. And I'm sure it would sail through the House down there because they obviously don't want us to have it, that we cannot enforce speed at all.
At all.
Right.
Can't
Turn
be trusted.
Turn it over to the state police.
What about sidearms? You're trusted with your service revolver.
I think there's going to be a bill issued to issue us slingshots instead of revolvers.
All right. Or a megaphone. Stop!
Yeah, right.
I said stop. Darn it. All right.
Oh, well.
Well, what's your view on this, folks? Really, we kind of have a double conversation going underway. One is radar, municipal radar, and the fact that local police can't be trusted to touch it, even though they have literally every other important tool at their tool belt. Most municipalities are supporting the purchase. I mean, what is it, about $200,000 per officer to keep a good department equipped and trained?
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, not every municipality would use radar. It would have to be, you'd also have to put signs at the entrance and exit to town saying our speed is enforced by radar. And that wouldn't be radar from MASH, although I've seen those signs and they're funny. Has radar, the actors staring out at people.
From Autumnal, Iowa.
Right, Autumnal, Iowa. Very good. You remembered.
old memories I hold on to.
But, you know, there's really no valid reason not to let municipal police enforce the speed limits since we don't set them. And that's what cracks me up, is that the state sets the speed limits on 11 and 15. If they're too low, is that our fault? So look at the logic behind that. Well, the speed limits could be higher, so we're not going to let the police enforce the ones we've put there because we don't want to raise the ones, you know, that are already in place.
All right, folks, join in.
We can go on to something
radar
else.
And policing is one topic, but the other one is the minority rule that we're enjoying in Pennsylvania. What people want, they do not get, whether it's abortion, legalized marijuana, radar, you name it. Our Republican legislature says N-O-W to you. No,
N-O-W, now.
They say N-O-O.
I wish they said now,
no.
But they say not.
They say
now,
N-O-O
not ever.
To you. You can't be trusted with using your own discretion when it comes to abortion or any other thing, so you're not allowed to have it. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Please check them out at sunburymotors.com.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All All right, 1-800-795-9565. If you texted us yesterday and you want us to read that message, send it again. I inadvertently, I know we were going to, I said that we were going to save the text messages because we had about three or four, but I inadvertently wiped it out when I asked for new messages. So if you sent us a text yesterday, send it again. I can go through this again and call up old messages, which I'll be more than happy to do. But
hey, that would be a great program idea. Old text messages day.
Well, yeah, like the ones I send to my lovely bride. This, you send her messages and they disappear. It's a weird thing.
Well, we have an email here that was sent in from, based on yesterday's program, from Joanne in Sunbury. She says, I just listened to Monday's podcast. My comment, when the Trump crowd raised their hands with extended index fingers, they were not likely referring to the heavens or God. Many QAnon members admitted they were holding up their index fingers in salute, their salute for their motto, where we go one, we go all. Attendees at a Trump rally raised their fingers in a QAnon salute in response to the song that played as he spoke. The soundtrack appeared to be a song originally released online with the title WWG1WGO. That's a song title.
Where
the QAnon slogan.
We go all.
Okay. Well, so apparently this lady believes that they were extending their middle fingers.
Middle fingers? No, I don't think so.
Well, but what does she
index
say?
Fingers.
They were holding up their index finger. Okay.
Right. This is your index finger.
Okay.
Your pointer.
All right. Well, I got that. Maybe I missed that. What is the QAnon salute? What is if you're holding up your finger to God? Is it your index finger that you're doing that with, or another finger?
This is my learning curve going up even as we speak. None of the finger motions have meant anything to me.
Only one resonates with me.
Oh, yeah. Now you see that while you're driving.
People have been giving me that for years.
Yeah, even in the building.
They're telling me I'm number one.
It's you assume that's what they're thinking.
No, but seriously, right. what is the QAnon
I
salute?
Do not
what
know.
Makes that different
from... You can
from
ask it slow or fast. I still won't
what
know.
What is the...
All right. All right. One of our good listeners is responding to Chris yesterday, who said that, yes, Mr. Trump was ginning up the crowd in North Carolina, something to that effect. And this email came in.
It says, come on, Chris, what's the purpose of any rally but to rev up the crowd? High school pep rallies are an example.
Yeah, I used to avoid them in high school at all costs, if I could. All right. Best emailer that we have at all, Doug.
Doug says, yes. He says, Mark, it's comical hearing you defending the media in the case about the volleyball player claiming racism.
Stop. I did not defend the media.
No.
I was the person who said that ombudsmen exist. They've been cut out by budgets. The media needs more, and that people need to bone up so that they do their own scrutiny of the media. That the media, of course, obviously leans left in America. There's no, you know, it's indefensible position. But at the same time, people need to be stay sharper and to listen for the truth and the bias. That's what I said. I did not defend the media.
Well, that, should I read the rest of
yes,
Doug's
please.
Letter? Okay. In case you forgot what he said at the beginning because of Mark's tirade there. So, Mark, it's comical hearing you defending the media in the case about the volleyball player claiming racism. Where have you been? This happens all the time. You mentioned Jussie Smollett, but there is also the young man with the MAGA hat whom they jump to conclusions about, and most of the time we hear about an unnamed black person being shot. The whole story is almost never told. I'm not sure why anyone is surprised about this latest story being a lie, because the media has an agenda, and if they have a story involving race, climate change, or Trump, that will report it and not worry about whether it's true or not. It's why Rush called it the drive-by media. They report a story that fits their narrative, then move on to the next one with no concerns about the damage it may cause if the story turns out to be false.
All right, Doug, I'm in full agreement with you. We definitely need to be more discerning listeners or consumers of media. Stan, you're on the mark. Go right ahead.
Good morning.
You get 3 minutes.
People are saying that I didn't see the rally, so I don't know what they were doing with their fingers, you know, put them in the air. Maybe they were, you know, licking them and seeing how the wind was blowing. I don't know.
There's a lot of
you know. you know, they say it's the Q thing, so that's, you know, that's the left's conspiracy theory that, you know, these people are waiting for their orders to march, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, they say that about people that support Trump. Well, here's what I say about the left. The LBQ alphabet soup group, they believe in science, correct? That's what we're told?
Well, they say they are, yes. I assume they are.
Yeah, so they believe that men can become women and women can become men. That's science, right? That's their conspiracy. I mean, well, I look at it as a conspiracy theory because we all know it can't happen. So they say it can, which we know it can't. In their mind, they think they become a woman or a man, whichever it is, and they're irreparably harmed by the drugs and the surgeries that they're doing to these people. But hey, that's okay. The people in the Q community, as they say, believe certain things. Okay, good for them. They believe certain things. Have they been a source of a problem in this country?
Well, that depends on who you ask.
Exactly. Okay? So if they ask me where the source of problems are, I'll point to the Alphabet Soup Coalition. You know, a good majority of them, the militant ones. Not everybody, the militant ones. The ones that are trying to force their beliefs down our throats. Those are a problem. They're a bigger threat to this country than any Q, because I don't think the Q people are trying to force their beliefs down anybody's throat. They believe what they believe, whether it's right or wrong, I don't know.
How are they forcing anything down your throat?
The LGBTQ, well, you either agree with them and say that men can become women and women can become men, or you're racist, bigot, homophobe, blah, 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 blah. That's what it is. So you either believe or you're one of those things. Even though what they're saying makes absolutely zero sense because it's not physically possible, and it goes totally against science. Either you're a man or a woman. You can't just switch. Doesn't happen. That's science.
You don't know much
now,
about
in their
this,
mind,
do you?
In their mind, they say they can. What don't I know, Mark?
You don't know much about this, do you?
Well, why would you say that?
No, Mark. No, you tell me how that's science. You tell me how you can just switch from being a man to a woman. Just because in your mind you think that you're living in the wrong body, sorry, it is what it is. You're born the way you're born. You're either a man or you're a woman. Okay? So you can't just switch.
Gotcha.
Well, now, they can live the way they want to live. I don't care. But don't try and force it down people's throat that don't agree with it. That's what they do. Now, I don't see the Q people doing that.
All right.
They have their strange beliefs. You know, they think that there's some omnipotent or whatever you want to call it,
Omnipotent.
Leader that's going to tell them what they need to do, and you're going to expose everything in the government.
All right, we got
God, you, Stan. I wish that was true, but I don't think it is.
I think that.
Thank you, Stan.
Person,
thanks for calling in. Very much appreciated.
All right. Comment,
yeah.
Tim.
I want.
Hope you're still listening, Stan. But I really don't think that a person who is a male and wants to be a female is harming anybody if they make that transition and live quietly themselves. But you know, when you come out and you require me or someone else to adopt your philosophy and accept what you're doing as if it were natural and normal, that's saying that I'm not entitled to my opinion. You're entitled to yours, but I'm not entitled to mine.
Dan, you're on the mark. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I wholeheartedly agree with Stan on his call, but I'm calling about to raise index finger. I know, Jill, you're old enough to remember the little revival, the Jesus movement of the late 60s, early 70s. And as far as I remember, they're the first ones that raised the index finger to heaven, saying, Jesus Christ, one way, one way. I still have some of them stickers in the house from the one way movement. And that's when I first noticed that. I still do that occasionally when we're talking about the Lord, raise my finger towards heaven. And that's definitely a godly movement, which as far as I can remember, it started in the late 60s.
Okay, but then what's the QAnon movement? How is that different?
Or what's their symbol?
How is that different?
I really don't know, Joe. I know very little about that movement, but you know, the libs are going to paste anything on the Trump people they can to degrade us into something less than intelligent people.
Dan,
so I think that's part of it.
Are all QAnon people Trump people? Is that the same sort of, they all have to go together?
No, I don't think so, Mark.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Have you ever met a QAnon person that didn't support Donald Trump?
I never met any QAnon person, yeah. Period. To be honest, Joe, I never met one out here.
Do they have a local chapter? Do they have a group here in the area?
Yes, each year they have a big party called the Q Ball.
Not that I know of, Joe. I don't know of any out here, but...
You missed Mark's good joke. He said every year they have a big party. They call it the Q Ball.
Sorry.
That was one of his better ones. It deserves the recognition.
It's my annual laughable joke.
Because right. Normally a joke in your mouth is no laughing matter.
You love to say that.
I do.
A lot of evangelical Bible-believing Christians helped put Trump in office. And they're still with Trump. And I think, he appreciates, and he was the best friend we've ever had in office next to Reagan.
Well, you need more time, call back, Dan.
All right, thank you, guys.
Same to Stan. You both get more time if you need it. Stan was halfway through sentence, so I know he needs it. But I have a feeling if I look on the texter, the rest of his sentence is going to be there. All right. Lynn Holz, our fabulous producer. Joe McGranahan, our great but irritated co-host. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar as always. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. We got open phones right now if you wish to express an opinion. Stan was on the line and very disinterested in the LGBTQ opinions that he's heard, saying they're forcing their opinions and actions and mandates and acceptance down his throat. Dan was on the line as well, talking about President Trump and QAnon. And earlier we talked about radar and minority rule in Pennsylvania. So those are our topics so far. You want to weigh in on those, call us now. You want to bring up a new topic, it's an open phones Tuesday here on WKOK. Joe McGranahan's here. I'm Mark Lawrence. Lynn Hall is our fabulous producer, taking good care of us. She's ready to answer the phone. Dial it up, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at Sunbury Motor. We do have some very brief news headlines here. How about a state police impersonator? Troopers are out with details on an incident September 5th. They say a Union County man impersonated a state trooper and searched a woman and a vehicle. Sealandsville State Police say 29-year-old Nicholas Bolig of Winfield was at a Snyder County restaurant when he claimed to be a trooper and used that fake authority to conduct the searches. The real state police tell us that two 24-year-old Snyder County women were the victims. One or both of them were searched and a vehicle was searched. State troopers say those charges of impersonating a public servant are being filed. Full details on the arrest aren't in yet, but word this morning is a homicide suspect in Sunbury is in custody. Area police are telling us to be on the lookout for Randy Easton, or they were telling us to be on the lookout for Randy Easton, but that Bolo or be on the lookout was canceled overnight. No official information from police on the arrest or arraignment. Easton was wanted for the shooting we first told you about Sunday morning around 2:30 a.m. near 3rd Street and Raspberry Avenue. Police told us 33-year-old Joseph Rice was murdered and they were looking for Easton, who was considered armed and dangerous. Sunday, we told you, one male was shot and pronounced dead at the scene. Daily Item reported Sunday afternoon an arrest warrant was issued by Magistrate Toomey with Easton listed as the defendant. been charged with homicide. AP reporting today that Governor Tom Wolf's making a last-ditch effort to stop the bundle of five proposed state legislative constitutional amendments that will be on ballots in the years ahead. Governor Wolf's new lawsuit, filed late last week in Commonwealth Court, similar to the litigation he previously filed in the state Supreme Court. It comes less than 2 weeks after the justices said no to his Supreme Court appeal, but that the governor was free to sue in Commonwealth Court. Governor Wolf, whose first version was brought in July, argues that combining the five proposed amendments runs afoul of the state constitutional rules that prevents bundling changes with multiple unrelated topics. The state legislature, though, argues that they are permitted to bundle them because they were all previously approved and were just accepting a sort of a thumbs-up vote from the legislature to continue on their legislative path to eventual being placed on the ballot or eventually being placed in the state constitution. A House Republican spokesman defended the approach, saying passage of the bills met every legislative and constitutional standard. We continue to believe the bill passes constitutional muster. Well, it should be interesting. They say the state Supreme Court leans Democrat and tends to favor Governor Wolf, whether it's rightfully appropriate to do so or not. And Commonwealth Court is Republican and favors the legislature, whether it's really constitutionally rightful to do so or not. So he lost in the Supreme Court, but now goes to Commonwealth Court. So we'll see if that bias is evident in the decisions that come out. All right, some other topics here briefly. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, the Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate, Sunday fired back at the Fox News host Tucker Carlson over comments mocking Fetterman's tattoos during a Tucker Carlson show earlier this month. Carlson said, quote, "All your stupid little fake tattoos, it's a costume, of course. Duh, it's not real," unquote. Carlson said of Fetterman during the show's opening monologue September 7th when he portrayed Fetterman as weak on fighting crime. Fetterman, in an op-ed for NBC News, called the monologue unhinged and explained how the nine tattoos on his right forearm indicate the dates when someone died violently in Braddock, PA, while Fetterman served as mayor.
And he also has the zip code of Braddock tattooed
right,
on his other arm.
Right, he's tied to the people there.
Well, oh, is that a tie? Gee, I should have that, the zip code for Shamokin Dam, tattooed on my head.
What is tattooed on you?
It says born to raise hell.
Okay. I like how you have H and then an ampersand and an asterisk and a number sign because you don't want to put hell on your body.
Right.
That's funny. Okay, that's the editor in Joe coming through. So, well, you know, I think this will play well into Fetterman's hands because, you know, he's tattooed up. A lot of people like tattoo. But Fetterman brings a lot to the table that has yet to be answered for, including...
You were just reading that George Will article where it points out his primary source of income was his parents.
Right, working
he bought
for his
a
parents.
Lot for a $70,000 lot his sister bought for a buck.
Loft.
A loft. Okay.
In a building.
Oh, a loft. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't say it clearly enough. Yeah, George Will's done a couple. George Will's been all over the Pennsylvania election this year, and he has a Fetterman editorial recently, and as we talked about on the air yesterday, has a Mastriano warning people about Mastriano if gets elected.
So you can't say he's partisan. He's supported
right.
Republican and one Democrat.
Well, his Oz endorsement's a little thin, but his, of course, Mastriano disdain is way obvious, so...
Well, I was reading up on what QAnon was, looking to see if I could find some example of what it is.
Oh, these hands, we're still on the hand symbols, okay.
Yeah, well, but, you know, I was more fascinated, and assuming that Wikipedia is correct, QAnon originated in the American far right, now my... screensaver came on, sphere in 2017. QAnon centers on false claims, now this is their opinion, made by an anonymous individual or individuals known as Q.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever Q is, we don't know. Those claims have been relayed, developed, and supplemented by numerous communities and influences associated with the movement. The core QAnon theory is that a cabal of satanic, cannibalistic, sexual abusers of children operating a global child sex trafficking ring conspired against former U.S. President Donald Trump during his term in office.
Right. The Clintons were running this, supposedly in the basement of a pizza shop.
Well, yeah, but has anybody ever proved there is a cannibalistic, satanic child abuser group operating anywhere in this country?
I don't know. This is the most I've ever taught or thought about this, but I do recall that an individual went in to the pizza shop with a gun and said he wanted to get down to the basement, and I believe that place doesn't have a basement.
Doesn't have a basement, right. That pizza shop. I remember that story. But is that the sole...
Well, but see, there's probably a trap door to get down to the cabal.
Oh, okay, where the satanic people down
the cabal's
in the basement.
The cabal's in the basement, and it has a trap door. You have to move the fryer.
Can maybe get down in your basement. No, I'm sorry, we have a group of satanic child molesters down there.
You can't go there right now. Can we do an inspection? No, it's cabal night at the pizza shop.
I would think that there would be, there would certainly be a schematic of the plan of the building on file with the city. Or the
with the zoning and planning and
right.
the code office.
I mean, it's rather bizarre. Why
Only
would,
you think that way.
Why would you create, well, that's my years, 50 years of municipal,
municipal service.
Right.
The code office should have a schematic for
well,
the building plan.
Let's get the code office involved in this. We don't have a permit for satanic child molesters in the basement
right.
of this building.
Yeah, that's a conditional use for which you do not have a zoning variance, I guarantee it.
Well, why would they be interested in coming after Donald Trump anyway? Let's assume there is a group, a cabal of satanic...
Well, they support President Trump.
No, is this group supposedly...
Oh, the cabal.
Yes,
right,
the cabal.
The cabal of satanic
child
consumer.
Satanic child molesters.
Well, they eat them, too. They don't,
cannibalistic,
right,
yes.
They don't just abuse them. They eat them.
I mean, do you remember Kramer on Seinfeld? He used to go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Right. Right.
This does
well,
seem...
I think Rod Serling did it first, but
well,
anyway.
All right. Well, actually,
of course,
Kramer made another sound that was pretty weird. I don't think I can duplicate it, but... You know, this is rather bizarre stuff, don't
mm-hmm.
you think?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if...
Well, this is old news. You know, this is
well,
a 10-year-old cabal.
I haven't been following QAnon.
What? Are you rational, Joe? You have to suspend your disbelief if you wish to follow the cabal and the... Well, the Q folks are... It's a real sort of right-wing
well, now,
phenomenon.
Our friend Tom, who doesn't like anything or anybody, Republican or conservative, sent us an article from a group you say is what? Far-left?
Oh, Salon.com is a ultra-objective and
objective?
Progressive and pretty left-wing, but certainly ultra-smart people get to use it to make sure the truth gets out.
Oh, there's a
Salon.com, very progressive.
The article says there's a QAnon offshoot movement called Negative 48 that has spent much of the last year waiting for the resurrection of John F. Kennedy, Jr., I wasn't aware of this either, were you? But anyhow, it
wow.
says, in the week after his Ohio rally, Trump went on a Q-curious spree, posting a video on his Truth Social page that featured multiple QAnon slogans and images of the ex-president holding a playing card with a Q on it.
Well, I have heard that he's reattracting the Q people now. That's kind of dipping into mainstream.
Well, it says, then he was striding through the center of a giant uppercase Q with a flagpole over his shoulder. On Friday, in another rally in Wilmington, North Carolina, he seemed to invoke QAnon's main themes and language, claiming that his own MAGA movement was, quote, standing up against sick, sinister, and evil people from within our own country.
Right, the cabal of
child-molesting cannibals.
Thank you, Tom, for that.
So, do you believe that? I mean, do you buy this stuff?
About the child-molesting cannibals?
No, that Trump's supporting this kind of bizarre...
That he supports it? No, but he needs that. He needs a segment of an audience that has a deep suspension of disbelief. You know, that if you're going to believe that the Clintons are still running this child molesting cannibalistic thing, and they only
pizzeria.
Lost right, or they only lost one of their good leaders,
makes
in Jeffrey
you wonder what
Epstein.
The pepperoni is
Epstein. it's. Soylent Green, I think.
Soylent Green, right.
Right, you remember that?
I do.
Okay, so, all right, let's go to Al. Let's bring this show down to earth and hear some rational words.
Well,
Al,
we're not going to hear from Al.
I've been to seven rallies
oh, well,
and never saw any QAnon people.
Well, they're anonymous.
I have never met any QAnon people, and you have to stand there for a long time.
Well, yeah, how would you know one if you saw one? What would the characteristics of a QAnon
person be? I was just
going to
say, the second word of their name is Anon. You know what that's short
anonymous.
For?
I have no idea, but I never met any of them, so I would have asked them if I would have met them. But I see some strange people there, and I got some great pictures. But I've been to seven of them, and we never did anything like that. And I've also been to other rallies and his top some law. It's not all about him. It's about us, and he gets plenty of other guest speakers and other things going on to keep your interest until he finally gets there, and he's always late, but he always stays longer than he should, and he's getting more dramatic. I'll give you that. But the show's always been, the rally's been like a show slash waiting for a rally. So, and it's very calm, very nice, no drugs, no alcohol, lots of cookies, lots of food, and nice sandwiches, and everybody, you get a partner, and you hang out in the line with a partner, even if you come alone, and then you're allowed to leave your spot, and your partner can save one spot. So everybody buddies up, and
that sounds like Where We Go One, We Go All. Doesn't that sound like QAnon's Where We Go One, We Go All?
Two by two.
Well, we behave, and then even if you bring like chairs and coolers, you can't take anything in. It's all gone. When you come out, it's all gone. Enterprising young guys pick it up and they rent it to you the next rally you go to.
They rent your chair back to you. Isn't that called blackmail?
But you come out and everything's all cleaned up. And dumb people, I've seen them bring a pocket knife, and I said, you better just get rid of that. And they'll go hide it and bury it somewhere, and then they come get it when they come back out. But it's really clean cut.
So
it's,
you're saying that if
very
I
had, nice.
You're saying that if I had a metal detector, I could clean up it or try.
I got ice cream at the last one. You could even get ice cream at the last one.
Wow!
It's four rows from
Might
the front.
Be worth it.
I was on the TV.
Did
on
you
the
yell
YMCA.
"I love you"? Did you yell "I love you"?
No, we just winked and waved at each other this time. We're keeping it on the down low.
Okay. Are you part of the cabal?
No, but I heard about the cabal 10 years ago, way before Trump got
there. Right, yeah, that was...
Yeah, that's old news. That's old news. There's an island out there where they take all these kids.
Oh, is that Epstein? Is that Jeffrey
Epstein?
Yeah,
it's on an island. Epstein. Epstein was part of that.
Oh, was he? Okay.
The cabal really took a hit when he went down.
So he was cannibalistic on top of everything else?
Probably. No, I don't know. I don't know what the man did, but he's gone now, so let him lie in peace.
Well,
but
if he did what he's accused of,
old news. That has nothing to do with Trump. That's what my point was.
If he did what he's accused of, I hope he doesn't rest in peace.
Well, wherever he's resting.
I don't think
I'm sure it's
dead.
A warm climate.
I think he's just been revealed as supposedly some internet computer hacker type, you know, ultra smart.
Oh, really?
Well, he had something on everybody. That's why he could get away with anything. You take the truth. Truth is stranger than fiction, you know.
Very
so,
good. Write that down.
It really is.
I will. I'll
if you've been
that.
Around, truth is stranger than fiction.
Have that tattooed,
Joe.
Will do.
All kind of things happen in those airplanes and on that island that we'll never know.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Al. Thanks for calling in.
Yep, bye.
1-800-795-9565. We're going to take a quickie break. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 texts, so we'll read those. But we'll take emails, too. You can send those to onthemark@wkok.com. You can text us at 70236, include the keyword OTM. But most importantly, you can call us, 1-800-795-9565. We talked earlier about radar and minority rule in Harrisburg, where one individual gets to decide whether the state moves forward, and lots of things the legislature does are against public opinion on these topics. Stand very concerned about the LGBTQ community forcing things down our throats, forcing their trying to urge acceptance in a forceful manner on us. And we talked about Dr. Oz versus Fetterman. Fetterman, according to George Will, enjoying a salary primarily from his parents well into his 40s working for their insurance company.
George Will?
Think. Yeah, that's in his editorial.
Oh,
he talks about
you were talking about Fetterman. I made it sound like you were talking about George Will lived in his basement or whatever.
Oh, okay. Well, Fetterman. George Will talking about Fetterman, saying that Fetterman lived in his parents' basement forever. So until he bought his sister's loft for $1.
$1. The cheap ate, what, $70,000 for?
Right, which is... it's not that high.
Wonder if he had to borrow the dollar.
No, I think his parents gave him a dollar, so he just gave it to him or her outright. 1-800-795-9565. He enjoys a salary now as lieutenant governor, so he's on the cheap. Plus,
he's ever made.
He was an AmeriCorps volunteer for a time. Well, I guess you're not a volunteer. You get a stipend for that. All right, participate, folks. 1-800-795-9565. Why are you going to vote for Fetterman? Tell us now. Why is Dr. Oz the obvious choice for you? Tell us now. 1-800-795-9565.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, upper right-hand corner,
yes,
Joe.
Yes, sorry, this is coming after me. Joe, Wikipedia is not a reliable source of anything.
Oh, that's not true.
It's 90%
of the stuff on Wikipedia
things.
Is 100% true.
Well, some of it I verified, and I know from my own experience.
Wikipedia. Okay, Shamokin Dam. Is this true? Shamokin Dam is a borough located in Snyder County, Pennsylvania?
Yes, that's true.
Well, there you go. So half of Wikipedia is true. So we win.
And it says, and one place in there, it says, I'm the mayor. That happens to be true, too. So,
okay.
All right. So Wolf is protesting ballot initiatives. He says it's unconstitutional in the way they're being presented. Since when is he worried about the Constitution? And then the transgender agenda is being pushed down people's throats. Look at Virginia. They're protesting Governor Youngkin requiring students use bathrooms of their birth sex. And yes, Mark, the last part of my statement was, I called to help trigger Tom. He seems to trigger easily.
He's trigger happy.
And then, Mark, I don't care what, quote, transgender people do with their lives as long as they're over 18, but pushing the agenda on little kids is evil.
All right. Thank you so much for those texts. Much appreciated. Tom, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'll tell you why people, unless you have a lot of money, you're dumb if you vote for Emmett Oz. Emmett Oz is loaded.
So what?
Emmett Oz is married to the end of the family of this Aspund tree cutting service, which is one of the richest families in the country.
Oh, that's a heinous crime.
Huh?
That's a heinous crime.
Yes, we should get rid of these rich people, all of them.
They have been fined over $100 million, like around $100 million they've been fined over the years because they've been fined so many times for hiring illegal people to work for their company.
I believe they have received the largest fine related to hiring illegal individuals.
Yes. This is the guy, and if you think when Emmett Oz gets in there, if you think Emmett Oz, with his money and with his wife's money, if you think he is going to be cordial to the working people, you better get your head examined, because he's not. He's going to be another. He's going to be another Donald Trump. Or somebody that's going to stick up for the rich people and try to get taxes cut for the rich people, try to get all the regulations favored for the rich people. This is what's going to happen.
Well, let's say
from New Jersey, he's coming in here and sticking his nose in this because of this other family, because of this Aspund family. This is why he wants to get into Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, Tom,
and if anybody votes for this guy,
Tom,
you're out of your mind, because
unless you have
a lot of money, he is not for you.
I'm out of my mind then, because I'm voting for him. But here's
this is pretty obvious from listening to this show.
Well, listen, you say that this Athlon Tree Company hired illegal immigrants and paid them money. Gee, as a liberal, I think you'd be happy about that they got some gainful employment, that they weren't just...
Here we go. Now that's a stupid argument.
Why?
Joe.
That they weren't a drag on our...
That's a stupid argument.
You know better.
They're doing something illegal. You know it's illegal.
Or should we get them out of this country?
And what does Donald Trump do?
Hey, Tom, should we get them out?
Donald Trump has illegal people working for him.
Should we get them out of this country? If these illegal people shouldn't be working, let's deport them. You agree with that, Tom, that we should get rid of all the illegal immigrants?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, at least you're consistent. I agree with you there, too. We should do that.
What we should do. They should not be in here if they're not supposed to be in here.
All right.
Tom.
Well, we agree.
What's wrong with voting for Dr. Oz?
I just told you.
That he's married to rich people who hire illegal immigrants, so I shouldn't vote for Dr. Oz? So the sins
That's a good reason, yes, because when he gets in there, when there's legislation to be passed or legislation to be bought up, it is going to be in the favor of the people that have money. He is not in favor of working-class people.
I think that's...
He is not in favor. If you think that guy would ever raise the minimum wage or anything like that, you're crazy.
Right, so
it ain't going to happen. That guy is for rich people. He is for that Asplund Tree Company family, because that's who he's married into.
Well, then
that is why he's coming from New Jersey into Pennsylvania to get into this here and have laws changed.
Well, would a vote for Fetterman be a vote for people who are live in their family's basement and take money from their parents? would that be what I'm voting for there?
Right, and gets hideous tattoos. Are you going to continue
tattoo
that, too?
Tattoo parlors?
Anyway, go
he
ahead,
would
Tom.
Be, Joe, he would be for people that are living in people's basements, because he would raise the minimum wage up so people wouldn't have to live in people's basements.
Yeah, but you have to have a job first.
Well, that would be supporting himself.
there's jobs. You'll get jobs.
Okay.
Well, not at Asplund's Tree Service.
Oz is no good. He is no good.
All right,
He's
Oz is no good.
News. All he wants to do is get in there and protect his money and protect this Asplund Tree Company money, which is one of the biggest companies, which is one of the richest companies in the United States.
Yeah, they do a lot of utilities. It's called the sins of the father-in-law. It's a new phrase that has popped out. Yeah, he's made his own gazillions. I don't think he has as much money as the Asplund Tree Service does globally or corporately, but he certainly has all his own money now. But he's still beholden to wealthy people because of his wealth. Is that the bottom line?
That is exactly right.
All right. He is
no good for this state. He is no good for this country.
All right. They certainly are opposites in that
regard. And John Fetterman is for the common people, working people that actually work.
Okay.
That's who John Fetterman's for.
Too bad he never actually worked.
And most of these people in this state, in this country, have no business voting for a guy like Emmett Oz, who has got so much money and his wife's family that he does not care about them, just like Donald Trump does not care about anybody else either.
Well, people are going to vote for him. Republicans are going to vote for him, as they admit. They're going to hold their nose and vote for him
because they don't like Fetterman. Stupid.
Well, no, you have a man crush.
They don't know anything. They're voting against their own best interest unless they have a lot of money. If they have a lot of money, they should be voting for him at odds. If they don't have a lot of money, which most people don't, they should not be voting for Emmett Oz, but they're too stupid. There's an R beside the name, that's who I'm voting for.
Well, then, using your argument, using your argument, you should be supporting Mastriano over that rich attorney fella that's running against him.
No, because he's a decent guy. You can see a decent guy. He wants to raise the minimum wage. So don't give me that argument.
Mastriano wants to raise the minimum wage too.
Joe, you're not voting for Mastriano.
To what? To $7.50?
You won't answer.
No, I haven't made up my mind.
Oh my God! It's either I'm doing Hitler
whatever I can.
Or not.
I'm doing what I can.
Joe, you're voting against yourself. If you vote for him at Oz, unless you have a lot of money, I don't know what you have. If you don't have a lot of money and you're voting for him at Oz, you're voting against yourself.
But
a lot of people do that for some reason or other. People vote against themselves. That's just the way it is.
Just so you know, his name isn't Emmett. It's Mehmet. M-E-M.
Well, whatever it is.
Okay.
It should be Emmett. It should be Emmett Kelly the Clown.
I was going to say. I figured
that's
where
you'd
go.
Should be. It should be Emmett Kelly. Emmett Mehmet Kelly the Clown.
Well, Kelly made a lot of money in show business, too.
He was very good at sweeping up spotlights with a broom.
Being a clown. Oh, is that his shtick?
People out there, listen, do not vote for this Emmett Oz. He is not for you. If you do not have a lot of money, he is not going to do you any good. He's going to cut taxes. You're going to try to cut taxes for the rich, and that's what he's going to do. He's not going to raise the minimum wage. He's going to be against everything that is for the common man.
We received an email. And this person is probably talking about drums.
It says,
the subject line is
Tom, look up the statistics about wealth comparison between Democrats and Republicans, and by far the Democrats outweigh the Republicans for income and wealth. Not to say there aren't wealthy Republicans, but Democrats exceed them in wealth. Dr. Oz, I can be sure, does not have any day-to-day control over that tree business.
All right, Tom, we'll give you the last word. Go right ahead.
Well, I don't care whether he has any day-to-day over it or not. He's going to have a lot of control over the laws that control that company. Mm-hmm. So, I don't even want to hear it.
Okay.
He's no good for this country.
That's the operative word.
Don't vote for him.
We accept the fact that you don't want to hear anything good about a Republican. Thank you, Tom.
Well, just this particular Republican. Tom, have you ever voted for a Republican?
Sure.
Okay. Who?
I voted for Sam Schicatano, and I voted for Joe Claiborne. I even signed their petitions.
Okay.
How could you do that?
I mean, I even made the mistake and voted for Ronald Reagan.
Yeah,
that was my last mistake I made for that.
How can you sign their petitions unless you're a Republican?
Yeah, you can't.
You could. Yes, you could. I did.
Well,
I don't think
it wouldn't count.
Unless you're a registered.
Yes, it did count.
You have to be a Republican.
Are you a Republican,
No,
Tom?
You didn't have to be
yes,
a Republican.
You do.
Yes, you
do.
Did.
It's
they didn't cross fire.
No, you didn't, because I signed it.
Okay.
Don't tell me I couldn't sign
okay.
it. I didn't sign it.
We won't tell you you couldn't sign it.
Never confuse Tom with the facts.
We won't confuse you with facts, Tom.
Okay.
And you did something illegal, but we'll keep it quiet.
Well, it was just barred by the time. If they had to count signatures, it would just be barred. That's all. It's not really illegal.
No, it wasn't. And I told him when I signed it that I was a Democrat. And
okay.
He said, it's okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Somebody's mistaken. All right. We got you.
Well,
thank you so much,
I don't
sir.
Know, but
thank you, sir. Thanks, Tom. Always
thanks.
Appreciate it. Really, really appreciate it. All right. We got to hit a break. But I want to tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company. It is not just any slouch business out there. It's a very specific slouch business. No, they're great workers. And I'll tell you what, they got hundreds of people working down there. But believe it or don't, that's not enough. In 107 years, they have what is relatively rare, and that is openings. They have an opening in the quick lane department, the car and light truck service department, the heavy truck service department, the body department, the frame and alignment, and the towing departments all have an opportunity for you to work for them. They are looking for experienced folks or entry-level folks looking for their first job or a career change, so they'd love to hear from you at the Sunbury Motor Company. Call them 286-7746 or go to sunburymotors.com. Need a new Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, they will hook you up. They can do as they have done for me in the past, giving me a Ford Explorer to drive around. I guess the key word for the Explorer now is spacious and sleek. I'm not sure what else to call it, but super fast, too. They get more, I believe it's a 2.3-liter turbocharged engine, and it's 0 to 60 in about 9 seconds. It's just crazy. The sport version, anyway, that's what I was driving with, the double sunroof, so the kids in the back have their own sunroof. But, yeah, $245,000. No, not $245,000. $33,245,000 is the low price, but the most you can spend on an Explorer would be right around 60 or so. You can hit maybe pretty close to 30 miles to the gallon on the highway if you're driving carefully and easing up on the gas from time to time, but you'll get in the upper teens on the gasoline miles, so it probably averages 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, something like that. But anyway, Ford Explorer, comfortable, trappings for your entire family.
Joe McGranahan here. Lynn Hall there.
1-800-795-9565, the telephone number.
Here a caller, there a caller, everywhere a caller, caller.
You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM, which is what one of our good listeners has done three times.
He says, Tom claims illegal immigrants have committed crimes coming here, yet he still votes Fetterman and supports Biden. That doesn't compute. And then, Tom, if you vote for Fetterman, you really should be checked into a mental health facility because you're insane.
What?
Fetterman is dangerous to America.
Oh, well, now that's ridiculous. Then half the country is going to need to be, or half of Pennsylvania is going to be need to checked into
well,
a mental health facility.
Well, the Democrats say half of the country is insane because they supported President Trump.
Half the country didn't support Trump.
Yes, like, they did.
It was probably a third at the very, very most.
No. He had more than a third of the vote.
Oh, of the vote, yeah. But half the country doesn't vote. So you have only a third of the country votes, and a third of them supported Trump. So that's a sixth of the country voted for Trump.
Then not much more than that supported Biden.
Right, yeah. That, all these people are... talk about minority rule. That's the big
lie. Now, here's an interesting question. Why hasn't the left demanded the release of the flight and visitor log to Epstein Island? After all, aren't they the ones always screaming we need to be transparent?
Well, that's an excellent point. And why didn't President Trump go after this? He was once in charge of the FBI and the U.S. Justice Department.
He may have been on the visitor log.
Right. Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, I never thought about that. Well, that is probably
true. Maybe nobody wants to. I mean, Epstein had a lot of powerful
do you
friends.
Know, at some fundraiser like 40 years ago, they have a picture of a 20-something Trump with Epstein.
Oh, do they?
You know, they're side by side. Some fundraiser somewhere. And of course, when it came time to besmirch Trump, they found it.
Of course.
And they said, here they are together.
Well, I bet they could have found one with Bill Clinton and him, too.
yeah, I believe they. I think those exist, yeah. You Google that. You got your Googler right there. Dan, you're on the mark
for another minute.
Hey, good morning again. You know, I was sorry I missed a half hour of the show. I got a visitor with a trophy from Canada, Trophy Moose. Anyway, I don't know if I missed anything for what I'm going to say, but Fetterman, I could never vote for him at all. He just seemed way out there, so far left. Even Bernie Sanders can't endorse Fetterman. So you figure out if Bernie Sanders can't endorse a candidate, that tells you a lot right there. So, anyway, I do vote what's best for me. I'll take Tom's advice. I vote what's best for me. And by the way, how do you like the stock market now, Tom? Yeah.
I don't believe Tom owns
there.
Any stock.
No, he doesn't like Wall Street at all.
He doesn't like Wall Street at all.
I believe he says they should shut it down.
Something like that.
Right. But all of us, it's important to all of us, the stock market, whether you personally invest it or not, it's going to keep us going. And anyway, if he does, I don't know how he likes the economy now under Biden. How do you like the price of gasoline? How do you like going to the grocery store?
Okay.
All right, we got you.
There's your minute. Thank you, Dan.
How do you like paying more for everything? Thank you, sir.
Thanks
for calling in.
Okay.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. You Googled Epstein and Clinton. Did you find a Bill Clinton-Epstein photo where they're
in
the same photo?
They're in the same photo, and I also found the old one you mentioned where Donald Trump looks like he's 19 years old.
Right.
Bill Clinton looks more like he does today, so I would say that the picture of Clinton and Epstein is more recent than the picture of Trump and Epstein.
Well, Clinton and Epstein are on the island and where the activities happen, and Trump and Epstein are at a fundraiser, so there's a slight difference.
Yeah, there is a slight difference there.
One is... highly suspect. The other one's
but I would suspect
pretty darn
that
normal.
Neither Republicans nor Democrats want to have his
travel log and his island registration, guest registration.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, bipartisan cover-up.
Right. Bipartisan.
Right, and he killed himself. That's true.
the other big lie. Maybe that's a QAnon theory that maybe he didn't kill himself.
No, it's not a QAnon theory. It's an everybody theory.
That somebody had him offed.
Right. And I'm sure whoever it is pretty high up. All right, Joe, you are always concerned about Gavin Newsom's onerous running of California. How about this? A push for mandatory kindergarten has been rejected by California's governor.
Really? Why?
Yep. Not because it's a form of indoctrination of children into the democratically controlled schools in California. No. But because it costs too much. Elementary school teachers say kindergarten is extremely important for learning social skills and classroom rules. But when the pandemic hit, a lot of kids stayed home. Now some are not as ready for first grade as they used to be. And it's even harder if their English isn't their first language. Requiring kindergarten would have cost California $268 million annually. That's money that Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed the bill, saying that we do not have. 20 states require mandatory kindergarten. I do not believe Pennsylvania requires it, but most school districts around here have it.
I don't think you have to go, right? I think it's optional as far as your attendance.
Okay. So a local district can't require it, per se.
I don't know. Maybe the districts offer it, all offer it, but kids aren't required to take it.
Right. I think they all have it by now. Seals Grove was about the last to get on board.
Really? Because
right.
I remember my...
Cost and space. I mean, you have to have two new classrooms at least for the kids.
Well, I remember the reason my son and daughter-in-law moved back into the Sealands Grove district from where they were living was because Sealands Grove offered kindergarten, and the district they were living in didn't.
Well, they also have superlative schools all around.
Well, they do. All over the area, we have good school districts. But here's the problem.
Some are better than others.
If Gavin Newsom is so in favor of children and getting head starts, I can't imagine he wouldn't find the money for this.
$268 million,
all
yeah, in a $7 billion state budget. You'd think
if he skips going to the French Laundry a couple of weeks and drinking from their extremely expensive wine list, he could finance it himself.
The French Laundry?
That was the restaurant he went to during the pandemic.
Oh,
that's
French
what it was
Laundry.
Called, the French Laundry.
Okay.
Which I think is a bizarre name for a restaurant. I would assume I'm going to get some clean sheets. And
especially since the real French cleaners are closed. Maybe it's in an old dry cleaning place.
Well, I didn't think about that. Maybe it is.
You got to go back in time, baby, to know real
well,
French.
Well, still, I remember real French cleaners. I never understood what was so important about being French and cleaning something.
Well, you're not
Why
very...
Why not real German cleaners?
You're not very worldly.
Real Austrian cleaners.
All right, we need a last caller of the day, so buzz us right now, 1-800-795-9565. We talked about President Trump and President Clinton and the QAnon and the Jeffrey Epstein and the flight logs that I guess are missing in action.
And the insanity or lack of sanity of people who might vote for Lieutenant Governor Fetterman for the Senate.
Wow, well, there's a lot of very smart people are going to vote for Fetterman, including me. So 1-800-795-9565. George Will points out that by the time Fetterman and Oz debate, the voting will have been underway
a month
in Pennsylvania.
Well, I mean, that's smart on Fetterman's part. He doesn't give people a chance to find out how radical his views really are.
1-800-795-9565. We'd love to hear from you.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, welcome. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark Show. You got enough words to read. Go right ahead.
All right. Are we going to do that or are we going to take the call? Let's see. Doug says, it's my understanding that Trump met Epstein when he was younger but heard about some shady stuff about him and then stayed away.
Oh, yes. I think President Trump has said that.
Right. Clinton, on the other hand, was with him often, along with Hillary and many other politicians and celebrities. It's incredibly telling that the FBI raids a president's house over some documents but barely looks into who associated with Epstein and went to his island. And people still believe that Epstein actually took his own life.
Yeah, I think that would be, if you had to come up with something that was one of President Trump's failings, it's the failure to resolve some of these lingering criminal issues by different people.
And then, yeah, Tom, voting for Democrats has served the poor well. Not. Have you seen the inflation numbers, Tom? The increased taxes on lower income levels, Tom? Not helping at all.
What taxes are up on lower income levels?
I don't know. This is the texters.
Yeah, I didn't
know.
I'm not familiar with any taxes that
And then Tom is talking in circles. Illegals bad? Yes, they are. But Biden and Fetterman good, and they both support illegals. The logic is incomprehensible.
I think he's run rings around you, Tom. I think he got you on that one. All right, Mark, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
I'm sorry I didn't get in here a little earlier. I heard some information, and I don't know if you got an update on it, of this raid in Pennsylvania on this fellow's house. I guess he's got seven kids. I just heard some of it this morning.
What raid? What house? Where?
And why?
That's what I'm trying to get. I just caught a little bit of it. It's on the news now, I guess. I think it happened a day or two ago.
What town?
Oh, what the hell was it? Now I'm showing my age. I'm in my early 70s. Oh, God.
Joe's in
his
late
70s. I don't know. I thought
70s.
Maybe you could search it up. Maybe I get some more information and call you back.
Or email
maybe
us.
Maybe tomorrow. But it was a very... I guess he's involved with pro-life and this and that. And I don't know. This thing dates back to 2021. And I think maybe you'll be able to pull some of it up. I'll try to get some more information. I thought maybe you might have heard about it.
Not based on that, doesn't ring any kind of bell. And Joe and I both read a lot of newspapers and TV websites and everything, so...
Yeah, I haven't seen about a raid
today. I'm sorry, I'll try to get some more information.
Okay, right. That would be a good idea, because I'd be interested in hearing what you find.
A Pennsylvania raid, somebody's house with seven children, but what was the crime or the location that
well,
we don't
and what
know.
Was the purpose of the raid? Raid in Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. Finally, one other thing came out in the news.
Okay, here we go.
Go ahead.
FBI SWAT team raids and arrests. Now I'm waiting for the story to show up on my phone.
Any fool who has seven kids? No, that's not
Any
it.
Any fool who votes for Fetterman. All right, come on. Let's get
Any fool who votes for Mastriano.
All right. FBI SWAT teams raids and arrests a pro-life activist. And it wants me to accept something.
Oh, I think I did hear one sentence about this.
I can't get rid of this ad pop-up here. All right, come on, get rid of it. All right, I accept.
Right, and supporters say it was a bad raid, not justified.
I can't get rid of this whatever it is at the top that wants
pop
me to...
Up.
Pop-up ad that wants me to do something here that I don't want to do. So I'll see if I can find another one.
Right.
Pro-life activist arrested during FBI raid at Pennsylvania home. A pro-life activist was arrested at his home Friday during an FBI raid on charges that he assaulted an abortion clinic volunteer who was escorting people. I did see the story.
Right.
He was escorting people into an abortion center, and this guy apparently assaulted him.
And people say it was too heavy-handed that they wouldn't need that in order to arrest one individual.
Yes, that's the crux of the
argument. And what town is that?
My phone went back.
Oh, it went back to... No, never mind. Jeez, we're going to have to... You got an answer to a question.
The reason it was called Real French Cleaners was because the owner was French, Henri Brochard. It was the first real job I ever had and paid $1.40 an hour. There was a bonus system. I pressed clothes, not bad in the winter months, but terrible in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that would be terrible in the summer.
Yeah, you always go by Steininger's, and they got all the doors and windows open, and the fans are humming. I bet it's warm.
The air conditioner's running.
Well, I don't think you can air condition your way out of pressing the heat from pressing clothing.
No, that steam will do it every time.
All right. Alrighty, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Lynn Hall, for carving out 90 minutes for us. We'll see you in a big meeting coming up here very shortly. Joe, we'll see you tomorrow.
I'll be here.
Tomorrow we got open phones. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. WKOK News Time, 10 o'clock.